Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 394 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and I can't believe you've let me talk into a microphone for 394 episodes.
That's
good. As always, I've got this guy over here on my...
Your king of paintball, 5'11", with absolutely no game, no shame, and very little fame. But we do have a famous man here tonight, downstairs, the man, the Matt, the legend, the rat, coming to tell us some cool stories, because I get to sit down and I get paintball story time. So I'm going to enjoy some of my Pops McCool smoke that the Rip King sent me. And I'm going to listen to paintball story time tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That pretty much I was going to say, you have to blow a fat O anytime I say something that you like, just so I know.
Fucking all day long. The train engine over there.
Perfect.
How come I have never made that connection?
Because it's a really easy one, dude.
Yeah, but you're always like, you've always got like puffs of smoke coming off your face. And it's just like Thomas the steam engine. Like, how did I not? Anyways, yeah. So just for your understanding there, Matt, is that Tom is very much the paintball everyman. Sorry, he's over here. And Yeah, like I've been playing for, I don't want to say how many years. Too many. Almost 20. Yeah, I'm old. You can see my crow's feet. See?
That's just kids, baby. That's just kids.
I had those before the kids showed up. And anyway, so yeah, so we're going to be, don't be surprised. We're going to go on some tangents. Tom's going to ask some questions. And feel free to tell stories, man. If you got good stories, you got funny shit to say, just say it. Cool.
If you have younger fans, you might want to tell them not to click on the link on this one, because
there's a reason why we don't have many large sponsors.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, speaking of which, Rain Energy Drink is still not a sponsor, mm-hmm. but we still love your product, guys. Mm-hmm. One day, maybe you'll love us as much as we love you.
That sour gummy worm flavor they just put out is so good.
Sour gum. We don't have that one yet.
Fuck.
Dang.
We just got the strawberry lime one that tastes like fruit roll up.
Mm.
So,
but they got rid of the lemon HDs, which was my favorite. It was
I'm making a pilgrimage up to New Hampshire. Down to New Hampshire. Yeah.
Down to New Hampshire. Yeah, just so I can get me some IBC root beer, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
That's all I want. That's how you make your flow with IBC. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, it's second class.
The running joke there is that we on a whim, like I was having a manic episode and I was like, I'm just going to reach out to Rain, see what happens. And they sent us a letter. Instead of just saying, thanks for, you know, reaching out, but no, thank you. They literally said, because we must protect our brand, we cannot partner with you.
I was flattered. I still am. I'm still genuinely flattered.
They put up the gates, dude.
I'm kind of flattered. Things. Yeah, I'm flattered that a large company was just like, it's not that we don't like you. It's that we can't.
Yeah.
We can't like you. Our mom said we're not allowed to play with you.
Yeah.
You always come to school with the funny smelling clothes and you bring your marbles to school. It's in a Crown Royal bag. So I'm not allowed to be friends with you. Nightmare.
Hey. Oh, is he in the chat?
Yeah, you're like the least famous person here today. That's awesome.
So for people that don't know, Matt the Gym Rat, it won YouTube channel of the year at the summit awards. So let's Matt, take it away, man. Let's get a little bit of your background, how long you've been playing, yada yada yada, do that kind of thing, entertain the folks.
Yeah And to start off first with that award, I had no clue I even won that. I like went to the summit awards like 2 hours late, and Tom Cole comes up to me and he's like, hey, you won an award, just go grab it whenever we're done. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like,
hey, you won an award.
I was like, cool. But yeah, I started out playing paintball in 2018. I just like went home one weekend from college, and my brother played paintball all the time when he was younger. And I was big into video games at the time. I was playing a lot of like Rainbow Six Siege and PUBG. And so he was like, yeah, I went and played paintball. And I was like, dude, that's like the real life video games. And so I was like, well, we're going next weekend. So we went, and you know, I had a blast and just out there running. My goal that entire day was just to make as many kids surrender as possible. which, like, for the first time playing paintball, I was just like, I'm just going to run at everybody and make them
cool. Surrender. Wait, so you just showed up and were like, what up? I'm now an expert at this sport. Meanwhile, the gun's like, the hopper's on sideways.
Like, yeah, like, I was Snapchatting with people and had no clue what it was. I was just like, this is what they do in Rainbow Six Siege, so this is what I'm going to do, you know? So, but yeah, like, I remember me and my brother got split up because the guy's like, y'all two are too good. And there's like 60 or 70 people at the field. And I was like, okay. But my brother was like, do you want to start a team? Because, like, you know, I was back home. There's a couple of guys I went to high school with out there playing. And he was like, or he asked me, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. So, you know, I invested a large amount of money into paintball gear. And then we played two tournaments and practiced twice. And that was nice. My 2018 experience, besides just playing a ton of rec ball, because the big thing at the time was, I was like, I'm gonna go to church on Sundays, so I don't play on Sundays, but so we'd always go Saturdays, and they never had speedball, so I just never practiced or anything like that. Well, then you know, 2019 rolled around, and we're like, we're tired of getting our asses kicked, we're tired of sucking. So 2019 is when we started practicing and doing all that stuff. You know, going out, driving really far, you know, 2 hours of practice at fields that were open, playing on Sundays, all that other stuff. But that's really when I started, you know, getting my itch for paintball. Because before that, it was just kind of like a pastime thing. And then 2019 is like when I started uploading. But I had done content a long time before that. I've always done content ever since I was in like middle school, like 2010-ish. And I don't say that to make y'all feel old. But
transparent when he's like middle school 2010. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
What was I doing in 2010? Getting blackout drunk at the pub. That's what I was doing in 2010.
I was sobering up in 2010, man. So it's all good. But that I was gonna say though, that's that your generation then. You came up making content so young, you started so young, it's natural. We have to force that shit. You guys, when your content just kind of flows out of you, it's cool as hell.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like it's a learned skill, right? Because it's not something that, like, you always have your phone in front of you when you're younger. You're always, you know, making content in some type of way. People made fun of you back then, especially, too. I mean, you know how it was. You're like, oh, you're going to film yourself, But you know, like, I would film myself dancing, and we had a dance group in middle school. And so, like, we'd film dancing, and I learned how to edit and everything like that. And I'd put it in there, and, you know, just had a ton of fun making all that. And then in high school, did protein reviews. So I was always watching protein powder reviews, and I was like, I want to get bigger. I want to get faster. I want to go play college football. And so I was like, always trying to find the next thing to give me a you know, a leg up. And then I was like, these people never say how the protein tastes. And I was like, that's all I want to know is how the protein tastes.
I know it's protein. I know it works, but does it taste good?
Yeah. I started making my own reviews. Be like, you know, how does the protein taste? And I'd tell people. And so, like, that was my first, I think, like, my second video ever got like 10,000 views or 8,000 views. And it's just me talking about banana cream Optimum Nutrition protein.
That sounds kind of niche, but also kind of fun. Right now I keep walking past it. I have absolutely no use for it, but I keep walking past this protein powder that they just brought in that's Fruit Loops flavored. I'm like, I want to try it. But I have absolutely no reason to. So maybe, I'm going to start stealing your viewers. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna start reviewing protein powder flavors.
Nah.
But I did that for a while, you know. I would just, like, hit the pause button on my phone and try and do it where people wouldn't see my arms. And so I'd be like, I'd try and move so, like, you couldn't see my arm move under the table or something and hit the pause button. But y'all can still go back and watch those YouTube videos. If you just go to my YouTube channel and go to videos and sort by oldest, like, they're all there.
If you Google your name, a whole whack of the protein powder videos come up. So when I did that and I was doing my research yesterday, scrolling up the fucking name, I'm like, what's with the protein powders here? And I think it's the wrong guy. I'm like, no.
Yo.
It's the wrong guy. So yeah, you do. You definitely pop with paintball, but it's not many. It's like your mini GS video, which I loved, and then protein powder.
That's like, crazy. Yeah, I've never Googled myself, so.
Who does?
I do every day.
Fuck you, and I knew it too. I fucking knew it. I know Nightmare does too.
You're waiting for the news report to come out where you have to flee the country.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's 14-year-old or 15-year-old Matt in my room.
But again, it makes sense though. Your generation did this. This is how you guys started out.
I love the angle. I'm loving the camera's clearly way low.
Oh man, ooh. Got some green tea extract. What else I get in there? Like a tin.
You got a tub of protein the size of you.
Yeah, dude. I've always been a big kid, so I was like the same weight there that I am now. Like I was like 170 there.
Yeah, you sound real enthusiastic about that one.
Yeah,
there, champ.
Yeah, you could tell I'm a natural in front of the camera. Oh man,
I don't see you.
There's a little.
What was that cut? What was that cut?
Seamless.
It did taste really good, I'll say that.
Because
like I remember going on bodybuild.com and just seeing like 25 different protein flavors. My mind was just like overwhelmed with which one to buy. I was like, which one do I ask my mom to spend $50 on?
Okay, how did that conversation go? But like, mom, I need you to buy me this protein powder so I can make a YouTube video. And then she just did it.
I always took like the Walmart protein and everything, and I was like, hey, this is the same price, it's just bigger, so we'll have to buy less of it. She was like, okay, you know, because like they were all for supporting me trying to be, you know, the best athlete that I could be time. So, you know, we had talked to like college recruiters about like setting me up, like what I'd have to be, the size I'd have to be and everything to play college football. But I never grew. I like it's like 5'8" the freshman year, and I'm still 5'8" now.
That's
it's
fine. Like that's fine. Yeah. I'm 5'7". Whatever, man. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The camera makes up for it. The camera either makes you look really tall or really short. It's either one.
Fat. Make me look tall or short. I'm 5'11". I'm right in the fucking middle of average height, and fat is all it makes you look. So
that's the lens.
You guys are smart. You're playing the camera right.
More parts of your face. It'll make you look wider or thinner. I'm trying to think, man, like if I went to my mother and was like, hey, can you buy this protein so I can make a YouTube video? She just slapped the shit out of me. Like, no, we got protein at home. And it's just like, it's freezer burnt chicken.
Just thaw it out and shred it. You'll be fine.
Man. Hey, Team Tags is out. What's up?
Hello, Team Tags.
I think I've eaten enough freezer burnt chicken in my life to not want any more of that. My dad's like hard-headed southern gentleman, and he's like, it's fine, it's only been in there for 3 weeks, and the freezer like de-thaws everything once a week, but it's fine.
It'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, dad, all the water on the outside of it means that it's freezer burnt. It's fine.
Yeah. The moisture is on the outside.
Dad's cleaning the freezer out. When do we go out cleaning the fridge out? What can we throw on a pizza? That's how we do it here. There, don't worry. There's some feta cheese and some mushrooms. And I mean, it's big chunks of mushrooms. Whatever's in the fridge, goddammit, throw it in the oven. Why aren't you eating your pizza? Yeah. It's like, well, I don't know if I want to eat that, Dad.
It smells like what came out of me last night. It smelled
like feet, feta cheese.
Yeah. I love feta cheese, to be honest. Delicious. I just had feta cheese.
I feel like it as an adult, but as a kid, it was just not one of the, not top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So you got your start in protein shakes, which is not a line I thought I'd ever say.
I think it's awesome.
And then you moved into so then you got pretty heavy into paintball, obviously, from the looks of it, right? So how did you just transition to doing paintball videos? Like, it seemed like it was just a natural progression.
Yeah. I mean, like, I did some videos in college of like weightlifting and stuff like that, because I always like followed what I liked. So, you know, if I watched a lot of like bodybuilding and just like vlog style lifting content, that's what I did. And then I kind of got out of all the videos and everything, and my brother's like, hey, you know, you're really good at making videos, at least, you know, the ones that you've made, we liked, you know, we get to look back on them and have the memories and things like that. He's like, why don't you just do it for paintball too? And I was like, that's a good point. And so like my first video I ever made was like the 843 paintball team is the name of the video. But I think it got like 300 views in like a week that I uploaded it, which for someone who's used to getting like 30 to 40 views on videos at the time, I was like, oh, wow. You know, like that's awesome. And then I kind of really assessed paintball and content creation in paintball after that. And I was like, wow, there's like maybe a handful of creators that are consistently putting out good content. So I was like, okay, I'll take it upon myself to make videos that I like for the paintball space. And it was really cool because like once I started doing that, I started meeting people because, you know, paintball is so niche, you know, it brings people together all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I see people that live in California and play paintball, you know, in excels more than I see my parents, you know, most of the time. I see my parents like 3 or 4 times a year. I see those guys 5 times a year for NXL events. So I was like, I see these people more than I see most of my family. But like, it was like that running into people at the fields, you know, I go to like my local field and some guy would be like, oh dude, I drove 2 hours here to, you know, play. And I watched your videos. I checked out the field through watching your videos. And I was like, oh, I was actually meeting the viewers. And that was like super big and super like changing to myself because I never knew anyone who watched any of my videos before this, right? Like it was always like my friends or my family or people that I knew. But when it's like random people and then you're physically meeting them and like face-to-face interactions, you're like, oh, wow, there's actually people out there watching the videos and they like them, you know? And so that was like the biggest thing that made me really get into it. Cause I was like, it's no longer myself and the people that I care about, but it's other people that I'm, you know, affecting that aren't the people, you know, in my backyard. It's the people that are along the East Coast that are looking to play paintball. It's the people that are on the West Coast that maybe want something, you know, or want to find something. And now I just get to meet so many different people. It's ridiculous through paintball. But yeah, that was the big turning point. I met a guy who had drove 2 hours down and it was like the first time I ever really met someone that was like, hey man, you make YouTube videos. And I was like, yeah. It's like, I have 300 subscribers and
you're like,
yeah. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I watched your videos. I saw the field. So I came out and played. I was like, that's sick. But yeah, that was just like a big turning point there is whenever I met someone who like subscribed and I was like, oh wow. Like this is like such an opportunity that you don't get in any other thing. Like for weightlifting, like say I go to the gym and do vlogs. It's like, if people don't go to my gym, or don't go to the gyms around me that I frequent, it's like, you're never going to see those people. But paintball, it's like people travel all over to play that stuff. So the fact that like that was something that I realized, I was like, okay, this is awesome. The sport is something that is much more unique than all the other things I had done.
Love it, man. That's I want to talk about
paintball. You do get to go to different fields. You do get to go meet different people. And that's a lot of the fun for me.
Oh yeah.
Gets me the fuck out of the house and I get to meet some really interesting people.
Yeah.
You really do. What was your first instinct when you met somebody who knew you through YouTube and you didn't know them?
I don't want to say it was natural. I had streamed a lot on Twitch before. So it's kind of like the same interaction as when like you get a new follower. Hey man, how's it going? You know, okay. What's your name?
Yeah.
Things like that. So I was kind of like, it was natural to interact with people and greet people. I'd also worked like at GNC. Funny enough, I worked at GNC selling protein powder and supplements for a year. So in there, I'd work alone. So like I was used to just kind of like front facing customer service type of stuff. I also worked at Publix, which was a grocery store down in the southeast of the US that it's like super friendly. It's kind of like the Chick-fil-A of
some of the best fights are in Publix.
Yeah.
I've seen fights in Publix.
That's funny. they're known for their subs, but they had rules like, hey, if they're 15 feet away and you make eye contact, you can wave. If they're like 5 feet away or something like that, you would, you know, like verbally greet them.
He's a retail warrior.
Yeah.
Well, we're fellow retail warriors. We've done the 15 foot. You got to greet them. Hey, how's it going today? If you need anything, come on over and see me.
Yep. See, you know exactly what it is. Yep. But yeah, like I had so many face-to-face interactions with just people I didn't know that to find someone that kind of knew me, was cool. And I just kind of wanted to get to know, you know, what they thought about everything. That's my biggest thing whenever I do meet people at events and stuff like that, is I'm like, hey man, you know, thanks, you know, and they'll tell me what videos they're like, I'm like, oh yeah, what'd you like about it? You know, like, what'd you think about this? What are you playing? What division? And I just really get to know people. But yeah, the first time it was kind of the same thing of like, oh, sick, dude. You know, what video did you watch? Oh, that's cool. You know, just figuring out, you know, who they are, what they thought about everything. But I always take that feedback and try and, you know, put it to use. So, because like, those are the people that pay my bills now, is the people that watch the videos. So it's like, hey man, I'm, you know, I'm all ears to anything they have to say. So when I hear, you know, when I hear those people, meet those people, it's always super eye-opening to hear what they have to say.
It's wonderful. Love it. It was weird for me too. The first time someone walked up, it's like, oh, I know you. I've listened to your show. I'm like, you fucking bored? Was there nothing on? Like, what the fuck? Okay, cool. That's awesome. Come on over. Let's smoke a joint and make jokes about it. Because I'm still blown away by the fact that every time I turn my camera on and I get to sit here and listen to Paintball Story Time and make fun of Brad and make fun of Chris or get made fun of by Eli and those boys, and then I get to meet them in real life, and then it's just like hanging out with my friends. And then someone tells me like, yeah, we really like the show. I'm like, huh. And I'll message, yeah, we 9 times out of 10, I message Brad. I'm like, you're not going to fucking believe this. Yeah.
My thing is I'm terrible with like remembering people. I have really, really bad memory. So people come up and they'll be like, hey Brad. And I'm like, hey, what's happening? Like, I don't know if I met them before or if they just know me from the show. So I'm just like, I'm trying to gauge it. And now I've gotten to the point now where people come up and they're like, hey, Brad, what's going on? I'm like, yo, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Salesman face.
Yep. Like, it's better to be honest. I always found that. It's better to be honest because, like, you know, like before we even started, I was like, hey, you know, like, I haven't heard Joel's podcast because, like, for me to act like I have, I'll just look stupid, right? So like a lot of times, like if it's just quick interactions, I'm like, hey man, how's it going, how's everything going? But like if we sit there and talk, I'm like, remind me of your name again.
Yeah, 100%, right?
Where do I know you from? Because it, like for me, I get so many names and no faces, right, on the internet, all these comments, all these people. And so like the big thing I tell people is, hey, come up to me and tell me, you know, who you are. Like, tell me wherever we talked on, whatever you comment on, tell me your tag, tell me like what your name is on whatever platform that we communicate on, you know, and introduce yourself, because I interact with so many people, it's hard to remember. I remember faces really well, but names, I'm like,
Wolf was wondering, you were in Vegas, and you were. Mm-hmm. He said it would have been cool to meet you. We'll have to organize that next year, because I told him I was going down. I'm going to Vegas next year. If they hold it in again in Vegas next year, I'm going again. I'm going.
Let's go, baby.
I couldn't go this year because I just couldn't. So I'm going next year, come hell or high water. I want to go to that party. I want to see what's up. Lisa Weber also wants to know if any of us are making to Living Legends. I'm not, unfortunately. I'll eventually make it to a Living Legends, but
when's awesome. That date? Explore. I don't, you people don't watch your videos. The Wild Paintball referee slayed me. I thought that was some funny shit. I keep making stuff, man. Like, don't, I don't care if you don't, if you, please keep going. It just made, it got me up. I giggled my ass off. I've showed that to a bunch of people. Like, don't, no. Keep doing it, making yourself smile every time you make the videos, and it's always going to show through because you clearly do enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's so. I think we could talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about that, because we got a couple of people in the chat right now who are, you know, doing their thing, trying to make some YouTube videos, trying to do some stuff. We got Nightmare PB out there, who's, you know, sitting at.
He's made a video or two.
Yeah, a video or two. Modest, like 350,000 subs or something like that.
There's that Wolf guy in here who seems to know a thing or two. And we've got some new guys that are kind of trying to get their stuff going. So there's always a knowledge tree to be sat
under. For sure. So, you know, I've got the classic advice that I always give, but I'd love to hear what you have to say for anyone starting out.
Starting out? Man, just film. Like, develop a passion. That's kind of like how it was for me. I just took my GoPro out and would set it up in the corners and film and then go home and make videos out of it. and just build on it, dude. It's the thing I always tell people is it's like a Lego set every time you get home, and with all your videos, you get to put it together and then show people, like, this is what I built with these pieces that I have.
I made this.
Yes. But yeah, like just film. Like, people are always like, hey man, how do I get started? I was like, dude, like a GoPro Hero 5 is like $100 on eBay. Like, if you don't have that, just film with your phone. Like,
I was gonna say, who doesn't have
a
phone on it? And even if you've got a nowadays, we're 2024, right? So even if you've got you know, a modest Android phone or an older iPhone, you've still got a really great camera, right? Like, dude,
this is the most budget Samsung phone from like 3 years ago. It's the A53. I do vlogs with it. It's very slow. The processor sucks on it, I'll say that. But I mean, like, all of my long format videos on my second channel are all just like me recording on my phone. And, you know, if I don't have anything, I'm recording on my phone just to get the content, you know,
for sure.
And, like, start there, learn how to edit, go on to YouTube. I get people that ask me all the time how to edit, and I'm like, instead of going to like the tip of the pyramid, let's start at the bottom of the pyramid and work our way up before asking like someone who's like very niche and very, you know, like, I don't teach people, right? I'm not a teacher. And, you know, I make paintball videos, and they're like, hey man, how do I edit? And I was like, well, have you done any other research?
Are you what do you want to shoot? Do you want vlog style? Do you want long format? Do you want like Wes Anderson style film? Do you want noir? Like, do you want, it's, how do I edit? That's,
yeah,
how do I cook?
Yeah. Yeah. And so the biggest thing I always tell people, I was like, develop a passion for it. Like, go out there, film, figure out a free editing software, sit down, look up some YouTube tutorials on how to edit, you know, how to actually use it, and sit down, just put a video together and put it out. And
so turn on the camera.
Exactly.
Turn on your fucking camera. You want to produce and you want to create, turn on your camera, put out your stuff, whether it be good, whether it be bad, enjoy what you're putting out. Some of it's going to be shit. Get ready for some criticism if you're going to put it out there. But if you're willing to do that and you're willing to learn, there's your start.
For sure. And
I don't have that kind of balls, but I appreciate you
to Google something. Like if you bring up a software, let's say you decide to go both feet in and just say, screw it, I want to learn on the most common used software, which I would say would be either Premiere Pro or whatever Apple uses. I forget what it is. Just go to Google and just be like, how do I do X? You know what I mean? Like, I was sitting there with Premiere Pro and the other day, and I just, like, my brain just kind of like broke. And I was like, I forget how to cut. So I had to go to Premiere, like, Google. I was like, how do you cut a clip in Premiere Pro? And it's like Control K. And I'm like, no, of course. Like,
or you can click C and then just left click with your mouse.
Yeah. I was found with the way, because of the way I'm editing so many frames on stacked on top of each other, it's easy for me to just clip and done.
Yep, that makes sense.
Because I've got, like, when I edit this show, I'm going to have 3 video files stacked on top of each other, plus framing, plus. But yeah, don't be afraid to Google something. Just Google it. There is so much, there's a wealth of knowledge out there. It is huge.
Yeah, that's always the big thing for me. Like, I'll get people from other countries message me like, hey, how do I buy a bunch of paintball guns for a field I want to start? And I'm like,
bro, just because I shoot the video don't mean I even shit about running a field.
Yeah, I'm just like, please do some other searching work before you come to me.
Right. Why are you messaging me?
Yeah.
Why?
Dude, I'll tell you what. The craziest thing was when my TikTok first started popping off in like 2021, I had my phone number on Instagram and I didn't even know it. And some guy texted me asking for paintball lessons. He's like, hey, how much for paintball lessons? I was like, who is this? And he's like, I'm from TikTok. I found your number on Instagram. And I was like, I'm taking my number off of Instagram right now.
But before I do that, 45 an hour plus expenses.
Dude, I was like, how much? But I don't know where this guy lives or what he actually wants. So I was like, I'm just going to not deal with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'd be a little unsettling.
So Wolf's thing there, just tell them everyone's got their own shooting style. Try to experiment. 100%. 100%. Don't try and be Like, don't look at something on YouTube and be like, I'm just gonna make that, because it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Do your own thing.
And I would almost like, I agree with that, but I would almost say the opposite of like, if you don't do anything, find something that you like and try and make it, right? Like with your own content. So that you are, and then you learn your own way. Cause like I started out, like my videos were Davies docs, and I was like, that's just from Ronnie making Dizon docs. And so I was like, I'm just gonna try and make videos like Ronnie, and then eventually it branched off. But like I'm big on self-improvement and like trying to build on everything. So I was always like, all right, how do I make the video better? How do I make the next video better? How do I make the next video better? How do I do this better? Just like built on it. And now, you know, like my videos are completely opposite of Ronnie's. Like Ronnie's is more of like a lifestyle vlog. Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what happens. Whereas mine's more of like focus. Like, hey, this is this thing and this is what I'm going to do with it type of deal.
Yeah.
Okay. I see exactly what you're saying. That's
right. Instead of this is what I've had for breakfast. Mm-hmm. This new piece of kit. Check this out. Like,
yeah.
I mean more that when you find something, when you find your exact way that you want to film it, but when moreover, when you find your passion, it's going to come through in the video, and your niche or exactly what you want to show is going to come through. You can try to emulate or somebody else. Eventually your own style is going to kind of bleed through it, because you're not going to be able to do it exactly like Ronnie did it. No one's going to be able to do it exactly like Wolf did it. You can be influenced, but it's never going to, you're not that good. So
what's the old saying is a good artist borrows, but a great artist steals, you know? So like,
God damn, steal everything, man. That's
right. So, I watch, there's a guy on YouTube, Peter McKinnon. He does, he's great, right? He's awesome. I found him. I originally found him because he was doing tutorials on how to do certain edits in After Effects.
Exactly how I found him too.
So I started following his vlogging and stuff. And he was talking one time, he's got a book where it's just all it says on the cover is just shoot the damn scene. Cause he used to be like, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. I gotta write it again. I gotta rewrite it. And he finally was like, I'm spending so much time trying to make it perfect, I'm not actually shooting the video.
Yeah.
So just shoot the damn scene.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's my downfall too, is like, I would take 2 to 3 weeks to edit a video. And I mean, I just did that Lux Idol video and one day a play and then 3 days, one day to script it, one day to film it, and then one day to edit it. And I did it all in pretty much 3 days. And so I was like, I just got to stop beating around the bush so much and sit down and do the work and, you know, just put it together. And so I finally, you know, did it, and now I'm feeling good. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe let's try and knock out another video in, you know, a week. So,
right. It's like, I can do this in 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. If I just put my mind to it and just do it and stop trying to make everything perfect. I was like,
yep.
Cause you know, I mean, some things might be missing.
Even if you drop a video a week, like that's great. That is huge. Most people can't do a video a week. Yeah, I know a lot of the big channels. I mean, like the 10, 15 million sub channels now are all dropping down to a video a month. Like they can't, the video a week's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Now, luckily in the niche sport of paintball, it's, you know, you're not trying to create a video that goes to the masses. It's, you know, just trying to get the paintballers and people who are into it too. Right.
Mm-hmm. My goal is always to get more people to watch, but at the same time, I realized that like most of the paintball or most of the YouTube videos I watch are not super crazy edited besides a couple. And those guys have very large funding behind it. So I'm like, I don't have to have the best videos ever, every single time, but as long as I enjoy the content and I think other people enjoy it, like, I think that that's a good way to
yeah, that's a huge one. Like when you actually sit back and you watch, like if you sit, this is for anybody who's listening, who's thinking like, I want to start a YouTube channel or something. Go watch a bunch of the top YouTubers and just pay attention to the editing, and you'll very quickly notice that there is none. There's so little editing. Most of the editing is jump clips because they don't want to break up the sentence, but they've messed up. So they've just kind of like reshot the scene 6 times and spliced it all together. But there's no
feel attacked that's listening to this. You fucking know fine. That.
You don't need to feel, you don't need like crazy camera angles. You don't need a full on 8K red camera or anything. You know what I mean? You just need something basic, man. It's so, like some of the top YouTubers are just dudes sitting in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Where's the right here. I've accepted the terrible quality and terribleness of his stuff. Your shit's not terrible, and the shit quality is what makes it fucking charming. Embrace it. embrace the shittiness. That's exactly why I do this.
There's
not shitty. It's niche, motherfucker. It's not old. It's vintage.
There's a content creator. I forget their name. They're kind of like an internet mystery right now, but they are all of their videos look like they were shot in 2007. Like they deliberately use an old JVC camera. Everything is like 640 by 640. It's like grainy. The lighting is terrible. Like it's deliberately bad. And they're like, I don't know. I think they went from 0 to 100,000 subs in like 2 weeks. Like just because it's like crazy. This weird nostalgia thing, right? So it's anything will work. Also, green screens, you don't need it. You know why you don't need a green screen? Look at this. Hold on. Let me fix my camera. You can see why you don't need a green screen.
No, sorry. I'm just thrown off because Explore Paintball mentioned the crotch cam that I was talking about. So you, I can't remember who, whoever you are, I'm glad you remember the crotch cam because I swear that if you just put a camera where your schmack is and you just record a game of paintball from there, you're going to have fun as long as it's just not jammed up against the bunker. But if you're playing just like, you know, scenario ball, you get some really funny shit out of that.
Oh my god, that'd be actually that would make some really cool footage if you slapped that onto a snake player. Because it would just be a lot of like
and then when they pop up and they pop up on their knees, you get some cool angles. Hopefully it's not pointing straight up. Hopefully you kind of get a little sideways action. Yeah, you might get one or two good shots. Out of a full day of footage, you'll get enough to put in the video.
Maybe I should do that.
Fucking Chris Druck. Okay.
A 360 cam on my head like that. Have you seen the ones where like the guys put the 360 cam and it makes your face look all funny? You should do that for paintball.
Oh my god. The one...
Yeah. Maybe you should do that for paintball.
The ones where like guys put it in their mouth and then they run.
It looks like a giant bug. Imagine wearing like grills and just like having that.
That would be hilarious.
You just look insane. Yeah.
Oh, dude. No. The EBS like your head would just look like
the guy's
this
head's like massive.
Oh my god.
Like, is that a car windshield? And then you switch it around, you're shooting a paintball gun.
Right. It's got me thinking though. I mean, like, if I can get hold of this 360 camera, man, I would put one like on my chest, like way out here. And then you could get some pretty funny edits where it's just like running up to the bunker. You could like slow time down, be like boo, and just like turn the camera around and then all the slow motion stuff.
I mean,
you could
cool
do
thing
like
about
really, really budget,
if you, like, set
budget
up
matrix
behind you. You can do like, a third person FOV. And I was always thinking about
there's
doing
more.
That. Yeah. Like having like third person FOV.
Right. Yeah. It's like looking down. I've seen some of the guys run that and I don't know how they run around with something sticking.
Yeah. You just shoot him back.
Though.
He's
like,
out.
I would.
Oh shit.
I'd clip that off something immediately. I actually did get taken out by the camera one time. That sucked. I ducked down behind a bunker. I was snapping up, like I kept going, and I was like going down just
especially
far enough where I didn't realize that like the camera was like 4 inches off my head. And he snapped. He put two on the camera.
Those,
and I was like,
don't like where it,
"Oh, that sucks."
Get shot in the camera, like it's the camera's fault. I was like, "That would have hit your feet if you know it's on your barrel. It would have hit your feet neck if it hit the camera."
He gets it. I've heard that statement. Okay.
Right. I love that.
Yeah, it was awful, man. You should
the never done extra
it.
3 ounces on the end of my barrel ruined my entire game.
Yeah.
Now they're just gonna go cry into their team truck or team van or something. But yeah, what's this one? If they're shooting white paint and in range, it might be a money shot. Gross. Funny, but gross. Yeah, so for anybody watching, like, yeah, just do it. Just do what Matt here did and just shoot video. Just shoot video and edit it. Also, if you don't enjoy the editing part, if you don't, like, if you're slogging through it and your whole thing is just like, I just want to be a name on YouTube or I want to get free shit. And you're sitting there being like, man, I really don't want to edit this.
I mean, you can go on Fiverr and pay someone to edit it, but eventually, like, it's never going to be worth the money because you're probably never going to, you know, find much out of it. But, like, the part I enjoy the most is the editing. You know, like I edit every day. So literally a day doesn't go by. I don't think I edit besides like if it's a Saturday or Sunday and it's long days of paintball or if somebody's over. But like, I mean, in Yeah, in Vegas, while, you know, when we weren't playing, I was editing. So, and it's just one of those things where it's like, hey, man, things got to get done. So you sit down and you just do it.
I know a guy that's one of his obsessions is editing. See,
movies. Go ahead, Tom.
He takes movies and then he fucking recuts them.
Wow.
He recut all of Castlevania, all four from Netflix, and he condensed all of them into like an hour. Yeah, that was Stovall that did that.
Oh, you showed me that.
He recuts movies just for shits and giggles.
Stovall did that? That's okay. So he showed me this. Like, he recut it. I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, I never saw this episode. Wild. He's like, dude, it's all four of them cut in one.
Batman,
I was like, holy shit. Like, it was so seamless.
And he calls them the girlfriend cuts because the only way. And he's not even being a dick. It's just the only way you can get your girlfriend when you got two kids to sit down to watch something like fucking Dune. It's a 3-hour movie. Cut it into 3 45-minute episodes.
Me and my girlfriend just watched Dune the other day.
Dude, I want to see the girlfriend did cut you enjoy Dune.
I did enjoy it, yeah.
I hope she did too, because Dune's fucking awesome.
She liked it, yeah, surprisingly. She was like, I like it. I was like, okay.
Good. Good. Excellent. I just started watching The Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Interesting.
If you haven't read the book, it's very did you ever hear of the dark forest theory for like aliens, for extraterrestrials? So the dark forest theory is the reason why there's no communication is because the universe is actually just like a dark forest, and the first person to make a sound gets killed by a more advanced civilization. So the universe is full of life and nobody's talking. And the whole thing about the three body problem is we talk. Mm. it's super surreal and psychedelic at the same time.
We kind of both perked up there because I was thinking about going to play some Helldivers after today, after our show, but now I know.
I've got like maybe an hour in that game.
No, we're gonna go play Helldivers.
We gotta go manage democracy. Serve up some managed democracy.
My next YouTube video is actually like
many hours in that game.
Shrinking it down. It's gonna be all the Xbox games or all the paintball games on Xbox. I think I'm gonna just do all the Greg Hastings games. But I was
paintball games.
I've got them all over here. But yeah, the ones Greg Hastings is like 4 out of 8.
Yeah.
So, I was just got off stream a couple hours ago on Twitch, and I was playing Greg Hastings one, the original one.
All right, I'm going to find that. You're warming my that black game. Little I heart. I keep joking that I wanted to go meet Greg Hastings and get an autographed copy of Greg Hastings paintball.
That
we
would
all
be
want
sick.
We all want one of those. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You're going to have to hunt him down.
And that makes it all right, boys and girls. We're going to start paintball
bingo.
The wind.
I don't think he does.
That's the big one. If you can get yourself, if you can hunt down Greg Hastings and get him to sign your copy of Greg Hastings paintball and not get your ass kicked. I mean, after the fifth or sixth one, he might get irritated.
I think he's in Florida. As far as I can get,
I keep thinking that's
as far as I know, he's in Florida. That's the last time I heard from him.
They hunted with Reddit and 4chan. They hunted down where Shia LaBeouf had that flag hung a few years back.
Oh yeah,
that's all I'm thinking of now.
Oh my god, yeah,
yeah.
No, it's not that hard to find him. He's a very loud individual.
That's actually
he's super
cool
dude. I got to smoke a joint with him. It was fun. So. Oh yeah, so I MC. There's a big event happens in Ottawa called the Commando Action Center Tippman Challenge D-Day. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's a big 2-day event.
Wow.
I think the peak. I think we had like 1,200 players. It was pretty fun. Anyways, there was the past couple of years I've MC'd it, so I've been on stage talking into a microphone doing my thing. And Greg was the special guest 2 years in a row, I think. And the game. The day was over and we all decided to go back to, we were all staying in the same hotel and we all went to the same restaurant. We all got drunk and then went up
that's
for
awesome.
Smoke
I'm gonna be
joint
honest,
and
when you first started
shot
the story,
shit,
I thought
it was
you were
fun.
Saying, I got to smoke a joint with Shia LaBeouf. And I was like, he's that sick. But yeah.
No, that would be a cool ass story. Smoke a joint with Greg Hastings, which I was blown away. And I mean, like, I don't mean this in a bad way. because he was a mm-hmm. Submariner, which totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. But the man, he's a tiny man. He is like small and squirrely.
Oh, yeah.
Was he energy? Oh my god, I couldn't keep up with him. I tried.
That would explain why he
I tried. Swimming. I couldn't. No, he. I don't think he ever played speedball. I think he was always like competitive woods ball.
Oh.
Back in like the 90s, and early 2000s, when like they actually had proper competitive woods ball. He was the guy that he's the guy that would like go down on his belly and like scurry under a log.
That sounds like
just to get snake.
A wacky Greg
Hastings. Like, that was his whole thing. Yeah. So what do you got planned for the future? What's going on? What are your
So I went full time content aspirations a couple months ago. And I tell the story, but I got laid off from my engineering job. I graduated with a material science engineering degree from it is a real thing. But
I love
it's
how you
like,
throw quotes for that. It's not a real thing. Knows.
It's like a chemical and biology engineering degree. It kind of like mixed together and then dumbed down a little bit. But yeah, I went to school for material science engineering, and I got a job straight out of college, like making optical fiber, which is what I did for like lab work in college. And I was there for 14 months, and I completely hated it. I was the most miserable I've ever been in my life, which says a lot because going to college was like the hardest thing I'd ever done. But like just being at a plant that ran 24/7 with like no good like knowledge foundation and everyone asking me to do everything, it felt like. It was just so hard and so stressful. And when they laid me off in September, it had been slowing down, but they laid me off in September. And I remember when they told me that, like, I kind of like choked up a little bit because I was like, damn, like this was like my dream job and I have all this money coming in. But then like this weight just got lifted off of my shoulders. And I was like, I don't have to stress anymore about all this. Like the one thing I have to worry about now is just money. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't have to worry about doing these deadlines or doing these meetings or having to go on the floor and having to come back and do work and stay late and come in early. And I was like, I don't have to worry about any of that anymore. And I was like, I have a good foundation of like this content creation. And I know that if I put all my efforts into it, like I can make something out of it. And so, yeah, like that's what I was like. I can go to the gym.
You just had like 8 to 10 hours of your day freed up
there, and I can come home. I can eat, cook my food. I can take a nap if I need to, and I can get up and just work on videos for the rest of the time. And like whenever I got that opportunity, I was like, oh wow, like I can do this. So they gave me a severance package and everything like that, and I was like, this is enough to make it to the end of the year. And then I renegotiated like all my sponsorships. And I like kind of dialed back on a lot of things that I did. But after all that, I was like, man, I'm just going to give it my best effort, like put my best foot forward and say like, you know, be one of the first full-time content creators for paintball. I don't know how many more there are around that, but like, you know, it's like, this is what I do now. And
all the content creators I know are paintball is the side gig. You know, like my buddy Brian Nightmare, he's in the military. Wolf's got multiple businesses plus paintball. And then the only one I know that ever went full time was Ashley Slingsby, the Hidden mm-hmm. Hedgehog. He did like super, super cinematic stuff, which was pretty cool. He would actually go back. He would shoot everything from mm-hmm. like his scope cam, because he was a big like first strike shooter, so he had like a fully customized Hammer 7. It was pretty dope. He would shoot everything from his mask and from his gun, and then he would go back next day with a film crew and shoot third person and then stitch it all together. It was so good, man. It was so cinematic. The music was beautiful. He had a bit of a narration with it. He showed you know, like him, it was like the mm-hmm. camera watching him like move. So it's not just constantly from his point of view. And he went full time with it, but it just never took off. It was such a shame.
Yeah.
I think he was too early. I think he was kind of ahead of the curve
full time either.
Just a bit.
Or Baker. Yeah. Yeah.
No. He probably could.
On Instagram a couple of weeks ago.
The numbers he's pulling. I don't see why he could.
But for speedball, what like up? A niche inside a niche, right? Like, because not that many people play paintball, and then doing speedball and like tournament paintball is a whole nother
right.
thing. It's just cool to be able to say, like, you know, like, people ask me what I do, and I usually don't tell people until, like, they ask or, like, it comes up in conversation, but, like, yeah, like, I make YouTube videos for a living, and so, like, it's so cool to say that, but yeah, like, that's my main goal, is just to build on that. Like, I feel like, once again, like, I've gotten all these pieces kind of set, but I, you know, I haven't built the full house yet. I've got the foundation, I've kind of got the walls up, but I haven't put the drywall on. I haven't, you know, put the tile down.
Still young. You've got lots of years to put down.
But you know what, man?
Put the drywall up.
Hell yeah. You got lots of time.
You have many years. You got many years. The other thing too is I think you're coming in at the right time, because paintball's been on a little bit of a downturn for the past 5 to 8 years, I would say. Not dying. Yeah. People are so dramatic. Paintball's dying. It's been dying since the day it started. Shut up. You know, but it definitely, like, with the economy and just, like, with COVID and just paintball in general kind of took a dip. It's on its way back up, man.
Yeah.
Like, the award show being hosted in Vegas, that should be signs there that, like, things are happening. If the big dogs are willing to put that kind of money, then they can see the future. You know what I mean? They're, you know, Tom Cole's not thinking about what's happening next year. He's thinking about 5 years from now. So there's obviously an upswing coming, and I think you're kind of getting into the ground floor. And I think
I'm really excited.
Carry that right
up.
So
many people told me that they started playing because of me, which is it's mind blowing. But at the same time, it's understandable, because, like, that's how I got into a lot of things, is just by seeing it, you know, and visually seeing it. And I think that's a big reason why there's, like, a new resurgence, is because of social media and the fact that more people are getting exposed to paintball. Because I always draw back to this, but, like, most people get into sports and niche hobbies when they're at an older age, because they get exposed to it either through doing it with their friends or seeing it some type of way. And I was like, media is going to be the big way to push paintball in the future and grow it, because how many people cared about F1 until they started doing movies and TV shows about it?
Right. F1 blew up, like, it's big in the past, what, 3 years?
Strive to Survive, 2018.
Like, it's always been.
And 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And it fucking exploded. But it's still awesome. I'm so happy everybody's looking at fucking, I'm a huge Formula fan. I'm glad people are looking at it, because now more eyes on Formula One means better sponsors, even though Formula One is so rich, it's disgusting, but it gets more eyes on it. It gets more crossover of promotion, like looking at how they got Circuit of the Americas. More eyes on paintball is delicious. That's what I want. That's because we're such a niche thing. MagFed is just as niche as speedball, right? It's painful when you're trying to explain what you do for a living. Explaining that, I do YouTube videos. Well, what do you do? I do paintball videos. It's like, fuck. And then you got to explain it. You don't have to, but you end up explaining it.
That
and
look.
It's, it would be a little bit kind of it's always kind of off-putting, or if not off-putting, it's like unsettling sometimes. What the fuck you want? Yeah, I know it's with your fucking fiance.
It's my fiance. You know what I think too is, I think paintball, like you said, more eyes, the media, the coverage is great. But I think too, and you're a part of it. Looking at your channel, you're definitely a part of it. And I mean this in a good way. This is going to a positive point. Is that in the last 2 years, I've noticed really heavily in the last two, maybe 3 years, paintball and paintball fields and, like, companies have really kind of pulled away from constantly advertising to children. I noticed for a long time, paintball was all, like, every time you looked up a paintball field, it was kids in coveralls running rentals. And it's like, that's, I get it. I get that that's where the money's at. But, like, then suddenly HK Army started doing these ridiculous videos, and they started bringing back, like, that hostile kids mentality, and doing the, like, almost like old school skater culture videos. And then we saw, who else started doing it? Carbon's got like a really aggressive advertising. Like everything looks really sharp, really badass. Same thing with Bunker Kings, right? When they came up with their little slogan of "We kill suckas." And it's just like, yes, like bring back the aggression, make it cool again, like make paintball like interesting and exciting and super cool. You know, and I think that's 100% like a huge positive. And I think we're just going to see this awesome upswing in paintball. And I can't wait because I was there. I was there, Gandalf, in the early days when it was golden.
Oh, man, yeah.
There, I was there in the golden age. And then and then it died. I mean, it really did. Paintball like took a huge downturn. And now it's coming back.
How big was paintball to have Activision publishing paintball video games? And I was like, this is so small, but yet it was so big at the time.
Exactly.
Like seeing all the sponsors on the fields. I was playing like balls, excessive energy drinks, like all of these different sponsors on these fields and playing with people that I've like sat down and had dinners with, like Rich Telford and you know, Oliver Lang are on the team that I have that I'm on, and I've literally sat down and had dinners with these guys before. It's like that's like it's crazy. Like Chris Lasoya talked in my ear, and I'm like, I literally talked to him about the video game.
Right, but it does.
Yeah,
and that's a wicked point that I've never connected. I've never thought to make was look at the old games. Look at all the sponsors of the games. The fact that, like you said, Activision invested time and money into a paintball game means that it was popular enough to need it back then, right? And then I feel like it just, I don't know, it took a big downturn. I think it almost got a little too, I don't know. I think one side, I think half of it went way too aggressive and it pushed a lot of people away and it scared a lot of people away. And then the other side became so safety and like, not safety, safety is the wrong word, became so conscious of not scaring people that it became
too gentle. Recession had a big thing
and people didn't think it was cool and didn't want to do it.
That took all the money out of it and then they couldn't promote it as much.
That
but I never looked at it from that side too of like maybe we did something wrong as paintball. That wasn't money related, and that definitely makes a really good point. Because every time I look at it, I was like, oh yeah, 08, like that's when everything dropped off, and it doesn't come back until like 2014, 15 ish. But like,
yeah, like for excuse me, a lot of the fields, and a lot of you know, like a lot of people talking about it for a long, long time. Because I've been doing the show for 10 years, and you know, back in the early days, it was very big on. You know, we got to get the kids in. We got to get the kids playing. We got to get gear, give gear to the kids. I'm like, you know what kids do? Kids take gear and then put it in the closet with the bass guitar, the skateboard, the stroll or the scooter and the basketball that they swear they were going to learn this time. You know, and they don't have any money.
Millennials, you know? We like all need mom and dad's
they need mom
money.
And dad's
Fuck
money.
Off.
So, you know, so then
how else are we going to get houses, you bastard? Inheritance.
Right.
Dude, I
at
live
this
in
point,
North Carolina.
I need Mr. Beast to buy me one.
I could do one of those challenges. I was like, I'll just say, hey, man,
you're in North Carolina,
the video for another week. I'll stay in a grocery store for 7 days. Yeah.
I got my hand on a Lamborghini or something. That's wild, man. That's why I played in North Carolina. I played at in Charlotte or not in Charlotte, but outside of Charlotte at the War Games Command Decision, whatever they call it. I forget what it's called. The one where they host Fold a Gap.
Black Ops.
This is Command Decision? Command War. It's got a weird name. But yeah, it was fun, man. I sweat like crazy. When I got off the plane, the humidity almost killed me.
Yeah.
I can remember part of the world where it's minus 30 in the winter.
Dude, I saw that. That's insane. You know? It's March. It's almost April.
Lousy March weather.
No, that's actually pretty par for the course. I'm surprised you didn't show up over St. Patrick's Day
last week. So,
yeah, smarch.
That's nice.
Lousy smarch.
I was starting to sweat. I'll be honest.
Ooh,
folks. I do enjoy like the 40s and 50s, but that probably sounds like perfect weather to y'all. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Sorry, 32 is your freezing point. Sorry, my conversion was a little off there. Yeah.
Oh, don't yeah. be an, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, we work on the one the rest of the world uses. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was kind of down on
himself. He went to engineering. Like, he should understand Celsius.
And I'm not a smart man, but I thought civil engineers are the ones you're supposed to make fun of. I don't know if that's true, and if there's civil engineers here, I'm sorry. But I, as far as I understood.
Yes.
Once you're like in the engineering
world, no, I know civil engineering,
you're allowed to make fun of all the other engineers for like something.
That's funny because I'm in not me personally, like I'm not a tradesperson, but I work with a lot of trades, like electricians.
Oh yeah, they hate engineers, right?
They make fun of you.
Make fun of everyone.
Because they, if they see the ring, if they see the ring, they're immediately just like, "Oh, you're one of those." Like I was dealing with an electrician the other day where we had to swap out an outlet, we had to swap a breaker, and this dude's like, I was like, I'll just cut the power. He goes, nah, don't worry about it. And just starts pulling the panel apart while it's live. And I'm like,
my brother, my brother went to school for
computer. Dude, I don't know CPR, man. You go down, you're dead.
On this, as his job now with his best friend that started his own company, but it's funny just hearing the electrician stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. Like,
no, that'll take an extra 4 seconds to cut it. Yeah. No, don't worry about it. We're just gonna, he just like rips the wire out and he's like, okay, move fast enough, it won't fuck me. So we're pretty much at the end of the show, man. Who do you want to
let's associate with us? Like, let's understand that there may be some sponsors you don't want to shout out, and we respect that. I'll go find them and shout them out later. No.
So I mean like all my sponsors, like I'm on the show, right? So I'm representing them. But the biggest one, Lone Wolf right here, they actually sent me the Lux Idol to do the review on. So like all those guns that I do reviews on, they're not mine. I don't buy them, but they send me them so I can make videos on them, which is like a massive help. Yeah, they're awesome. I think y'all would get along really well with them.
I submitted to them a couple of years ago. With my TIPX and my TCR, and they gave me 7, and I was pretty fucking happy because my buddy spent like $3,000 on his kit and got a 5. So I was like, look at this shitty gear. And the only question they asked is if I wore my crown when I played. And the answer is yes, I did play. I even messaged them because I was all fucking proud of myself. It's the highest example.
I'm gonna be doing one of those videos. I'm going up here in I think in April, the end of April. So I'll be doing like the rate my gear and all that stuff videos.
Oh, killer.
And so but yeah.
Sweet. I think we used to be oddly or not the show. I think the show
I was just about to say, I feel like I've heard y'all from the PB day. Swag
Bag. Do they still do the PB swag bag?
Yeah.
So we did the PB Swag Bag before when it was a separate company, and then Lone Wolf took it over. And then we still kept doing it, but then a combination of my life went to hell in a handbasket, they got super busy, and it all just kind of dissolved. And then I just didn't bother re-upping that conversation because, frankly, the PB Swag Bag thing after
that's a year
was very hard for me to promote.
Viable too, like
with excitement.
If you don't care about something, I don't feel like pushing it is worth it.
Right. I love the idea of buying one for like a buddy for like a birthday gift or something and being like, you don't know what you're going to get. I don't know what you're going to get. So if it's bad, it's not on me, Right. But like for me, what I was running into was just like cracking them open and be like, I got all of this stuff.
Yeah,
I already did a review on this like 6 months ago. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I love the other video. Like everything else they're doing is fantastic. I love watching the videos come out where they're just like,
I'm really looking forward to going
having fun,
just kind of seeing how they do everything, right? And, talking to them, like we have a really good relationship. They're the first person ever to sponsor like myself. And like every year we come back, we talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, and just try and make it better. And like even the Lux Idol video, I called up Joe and I was like, hey man, I want to do some type of special promotion for this video. And I was like thinking of some way to make something applicable that like if you did buy the gun and you like mentioned me in the checkout that you get some. So I was like, can we do like some inserts, so, like some XL inserts? Because the Lux Idol came with a small and a large bore insert. it just says small and large bore. So you're like, no idea what numbers these are on the inserts. And I was like, any tournament paintball player at a tournament, you're going to, somebody's like, hey, what's the paint boring at? So it's like, you gotta know that stuff. So I was like, hey man, just mention me in the comments of the checkout if you do get the gun, and you'll get two free additional inserts. And somebody commented and they were like, that's $30 and it's an $1,800 gun. And I was like, dude, it's better than not getting any inserts and having to pay the extra $30.
Fuck you and pay the extra $30 then. Yeah.
Cool. And I was like, that's not them be like, hey Matt, you should do this. I was like, hey, can we do something so that like these people that if they do like the gun can like get something out of it along with that that's applicable to like something they'll actually use.
It's by a player. It's somebody who played with it, went fuck.
I mean,
it doesn't come with the extra two inserts. Can we do that? And they're cool enough to be like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
That says something about the guy that's selling the product, and that says something about the guy he's representing. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's awesome. That pleases for what that's fucking worth. I like that. That makes me happy.
I mean, if you can get a player to drop $1,800 plus tax on a
gun.
That's
no joke.
And then, you know what I mean? Like, that's a big chunk of change, man. That's my rent.
Yeah,
that's like I'm gonna have to like deal with the landlord.
Yeah, but like I mean,
because I bought a new paintball gun.
Like whenever I first started working with them, the people were like, "Hey man, you're kind of like, are you selling out?" And I was like, "Dude, these guys care about paintball enough to pay somebody that just makes YouTube videos about it to like say, hey, you know, shop at this place." And that made such a big difference when I was in college, being like having this extra money come in, because I was like, "Oh wow, I don't have to worry about paying for NXLs anymore because." You know, I've got a sponsorship now, and it's not that hard, and it's perfectly integrated. Is like, instead of saying like, "Hey guys, go wherever to buy the paintball gun," just go to Lone Wolf Paintball. You know, these guys, they sponsor the NXL, they sponsor Ronnie, they sponsor Play the Game podcast, they sponsor me. Like, they care about paintball. And I was like, that's like, I'm not selling out. I'm trying to better, you know, the content and make everything easier on my life to make the content, and these guys care about it too. And so like that was easy. And you know, the fact that we do what we do now, and you know, we have all these things that we do now, instead of just like, hey, just mention us. I'm like, dude, we'll do this much now. You know, like, they're gonna carry all my merch. Because before Max was doing it, but I was like, hey, y'all already got the infrastructure, you already do the numbers of shipping stuff out to make it easier on the guy that's shipping out all my merch. Like, let's just have y'all hold it, because y'all already got everything together. So it's just like, you know, we can keep building on it. Yeah. And I mean, like, they're awesome. You know, they're always open to hear what I have to say. And we're always talking about things and ways to make things better. And you can't ask for much more than that when you're working with a company. So
no, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. No. But besides them, Max Paintball is Charles, and he's the guy over there that's making all of the shirts that I wear, pretty much all the jerseys I wore last year, the jersey that you see me in, the pants that you always see me in, the Max gear. He does it all, dude. I mean, if I need anything, if I'm like, hey, I need a red shirt, you know, for a thumbnail, or hey, I want these designs on shirts, he makes it happen. And the big reason why I worked with him is because his stuff is just affordable. Like $80 jerseys. Like, how many players do you see selling $80 jerseys, like retail $80 jerseys, you know? So like, we're still getting, you know, I still am able to make money off of selling $80 jerseys. And I was like, if I can do that, I'm going to keep doing that. Right. Because I have to pay, like, you know, that base just to get a regular jersey. And then I have to sell it for more for other people. And so I was like, if that just makes it where kids can afford my jerseys, like if a 15-year-old wants my jersey, they just spend $80 and get my jersey instead of having to spend $150. And I was like, if I can do that and get more people to, like, you know, get the stuff that they want in their hands, I love it. So I was like, yeah, like,
this is the sweetest man I think we've ever had on the show. If a 15-year-old wants to wear my jersey for $80, you're damn right he should. And God, that if a 15-year-old, that's the sweetest thing. Yes. Yes. He should be able to wear the jersey and be able to afford it. Because if a kid can't afford the guy's shirt, it's terrible.
And there's been so many times when I wanted to buy jerseys. Yeah. There's been so many times I want to buy jerseys. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to drop $150 on this. Like, I'm sorry.
Shit, that's $150 Yankee bucks, too. That's like, that's, you know what? That's one and a quarter of Canada bucks. So,
yeah, I was just about to say, what's the conversion rate? Like 1.22 or something like that?
Close enough to 1.22. it's unpleasant some days. It makes it uncomfortable. Yeah, but so yeah, that's yeah, 150 Yankee bucks for that's that's an expensive jersey. Mm.
And I have discount codes to both of those. And like Lone Wolf, when they first that's picked cool. me up, didn't do discount Fuck. Codes for anyone. And I was like, hey, I need to give these people that support me some reason to shop there, right? And I was like, they like if they're gonna support me, I feel like they should get something back in return for going to your website and shopping. So we did the 10% discount on like certain products that they could do it on. And then that's the same thing with Max. And I don't get any kickback on that at all. It's just simply 10% off for anything that they could do 10% off on if you use my code. And so like that's another thing is like, hey man, let's make this stuff happen and it works and they like it. But yeah, like the 10% discount code, I don't get any kickback from that. It's just something to give people, you know, more savings on that. And then the last sponsor, which is the newest one, is actually a protein company. I got their blender bottle right here, but Birdman is what they're called. And I thought it was a perfect integration into like my content. It's Matt the Gym Rat. I have a protein sponsorship. Yeah.
you must be a fan of Harvey then. It's
perfect circle.
Harvey?
Right?
It's Harvey Birdman.
Full circle.
Attorney at law.
He's too young for that. He doesn't know that.
Go watch Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
Birdman. Noted. I watched the movie Birdman that came out a couple years ago. But
Michael Keaton's amazing.
Yeah, that was a mind fuck for real. Like you're just like, is he the superhero? No. But Birdman's it's really awesome. They're a vegan protein, which like recently I'd gotten away from protein because it was messing up my stomach. But the vegan protein works out great because it's not the milk products, so you don't get the lactose to mess up your stomach if you're lactose intolerant. Yeah. But they have they came out with that athlete's focus protein, and when I saw what they had in it, I was like, sign me up. That and then they were very professional. Like the guy that interviewed me is like, oh, I saw that you did this video on what you ate, you know, when you went to, you know, paintball tournaments. He's like, oh, you went to Clemson, you know, you had an engineering degree. And I was like, wow, like these people actually care about who they want on their team. But like the athlete's protein is 30 grams of protein and it's got 5 grams of creatine. And for someone who's worked in the supplement industry and has always taken protein and everything like that, like I was like, that's what you need. And then besides that, like they don't use any artificial colors or sweeteners. And I was like, that's perfect because that's even going to be better with like digesting and everything like that. Because a lot of those like sweeteners and colors, especially for me, mess up my stomach. But when I saw all that, I was like, dude, sign me up. Like you have a quality product and you care about the people that that you like want to bring on. And they're on Amazon. And I was like, that's so easy. Like you just go on Amazon. And then they gave me a discount code for there too. I think it's Matt Gym Rat on there, but you get 10% off on there too. But yeah, like they cared about everything that they did. And I was like, I care about everything that I do. And protein is, you know, something that I take regularly. So just like sign me up. But yeah, they're the newest sponsor of the channel, or of myself as an athlete and of the channel. But yeah, they're like I said, they care about everything. And so I was like, we have the same mindset.
I have a friend who had the same thing.
Wicked, that's a good blend, man. It's a lot of free blend, just like the Birdman protein powder.
And actually, the vegan protein powder was something he would most likely have used. So that's, and it sounds like they sell a product that it's developed by people who are going to use it. They're just not trying to sell shit, and you don't.
Yeah.
So you're very much of the mind of if you won't sell a product, you wouldn't use yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I use that protein pretty religiously. And then also they do creatine too. I take creatine every day if I don't take that protein. So like they do it all. And then they sent me and my whole entire team of 11 guys, like blender bottles and samples of protein. They're like, hey, the next tournament, just let us know and we'll send you something different so that they can get something else. And I was like, yeah, these people, they genuinely care about the people that they're bringing on and you know what they're doing in their brand.
That's awesome, man.
Definitely.
I love that.
That's wicked, man. That's awesome.
Dude, thank you
so
much.
That's pretty much the end of the show. So, Matt, thanks for coming on, man, chatting about...
Yeah, I always love it.
You know, chatting creator stuff. It was pretty good. It was fun, man. I had a blast. And we'll try and coordinate meetup next time I'm in the States or... Yeah. If you ever
that's,
make it,
that's
north,
a YouTube video I've been sitting on for a while. Is what's paintball like in Canada?
We got some cool ass fields.
Yeah. I should just like put a white screen for you, and, cheaper. Like, be popping out of the snow, like, it's not, at least not in these months.
No, some places it gets real quiet.
Yeah,
real
I bet.
Quiet.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, you come up in the summer. As much as I'd say, like, come hang out with us in the Maritimes, don't go to Ontario.
Okay.
It's more bang for your buck.
That was because we're good friends with Five Pack.
Yeah, Wasanaka Beach is in Ontario. Yeah,
James D and I love Pretty Gang. Those are all the guys that are out there. But yeah, they've been telling us to come up there for a hot minute.
Yeah, the Wasanaka boys are a fantastic group of folks. So definitely,
yeah,
if you're gonna go there or show up D-Day June 2nd and just get come get fucked up with me at D-Day and sling some paint. That's always a good idea. That's always fun.
I mean, this year, if you can make it this year to D-Day, we're having a 80s disco themed players.
I'm
going
to have to grow out my Jufro, dude. I'll have to let
the curls off my heart. Set, yes. Man. Grow it to its full potential, and we'll find some dirty white shirts and go as Heshers. This is JD metal.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. All right, man. It's been a blast. Thanks for everyone who stuck around with us chit-chatting and liking and commenting and stuff. Go check out Matt the Gym Rat on YouTube. Not that he needs any more subs, but, you know, no, I'm just kidding. Go check him out. He's got some really great content. He's got some cool stuff. The latest one, this is the most expensive paintball gun worth the money. $1,800.
Is it worth
the money?
It's like new cars, dude. People are like, I just buy used. I was like, it's the same thing as buying a used car. It's like, if you want a Ferrari... It drives like a Ferrari, but you can go 60 miles in a Honda Civic too. Like, if you want all the features, yes. And I do think that the paintball gun is awesome. Yeah, it's really good. It doesn't beat the CS3, but it's right there.
It's worth the $1,800, right, but
think,
it's not.
I think if I had a choice,
right,
I'd
pick
for
CS3, everyone.
But if you kick the CS3 out and it's like, hey, pick a high end marker, I'd pick that one.
Cool. All right, now you don't need to go watch his video. Wait, go check out his other stuff. He's got great videos. But that's it. We're out of here, folks. We got another great guest lined up for next week, but you don't find out who that is until probably Wednesday.
Oh,
of next
so
week.
Good stuff.
I think that's when we're going to start.
Because I didn't
want
to forget about some friends. We've got Hillsborough game coming up this Thursday. At the Hillsborough game coming up on the 30th. That is the last of the winter series. And then we've got some cool shit coming down the pipe in New Brunswick. We're finally starting. The rumblings of spring have come, and New Brunswick is starting to wake up and start tasting the wonder of spring, so we can get out of this wintry cold cocoon. The ground's thawing. The fields aren't going to get chewed up by our boots so soon. So come back next week. Keith, what did you post? Let me give you...
What's this? For the last 20 years, the NXL Super 7 old NPL people who are like 20 years old, who are now 40, 45, the upper echelon of the pro ranks, control every aspect of the game. Some may come and go. Bottom line is the lower divisions carry the other 1%. So hypothetically, if you're D2, D3, or whatever, and you're 40 years old, you will never see the fruits of your labor, like football, baseball, start, come out of college, or 20-some, 18. They draft you. If you stick, you might get 20 years out of it, but how many?
He's right. I think we play paintball because we enjoy it.
I think I'm going to sum this up is that if you're 40, you're not going to be able to compete with the 20-year-olds who are going to kick your ass in speedball.
Old person? Yeah.
We need.
Yeah, it's called beer league, homie. I'm putting bodies in my eyes.
Like an old person.
Old man.
That's what they made 10 man for, right?
I want to play 10 man in the worst way now.
It's a good time.
That's rules.
Yep. All right, folks, that's it. We're out of here. Thank you so much. And like I said, next week we got a great guest. And until next week, cheers.